Habocha Chaim Erlanger, Machine Matzus Lishmo.
Okay. So, today I just want to speak about how Machine Matzus can be made Lishmo. We all know what Machine Matzus is. It's a machine going on. And we know that Matzus also got to be Lishmo. So, how does this work? With the same similar issue by tzitzis. Tzitzis also got to be lishma. L'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah matzah. And we know by every single part of the mitzvah, it's all got to be lishma. It's what it's the shame for the mitzvah. So, to understand what lishma is, and to really understand where this concept comes from, I want to take it back to the Gemara of Bava Kama, the Sugah of Chaf Beis, of Eish, Koyach, try to figure out what these koyches are, what makes something lishma, and what do my actions mean? What do they bring out? So, to start off with, the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph on Beis introduces us to the concept of Eish by Nezikim. Now, classic cases, if a person drops a gachalas and he drops a coal, then the fire goes and spreads. So he is chayv b'hadlakas eish. Lo yisavar eish b'chomesh seichim, and he is now chayv on eish. So to start off with, why is it not a grama? Because the person didn't light anything. He just dropped a coal. There was an existing fire. I light a candle. I take a candle. I light another candle. By yantif, we see this concept. I'm not lighting the fire specifically. I'm taking the fire, and it's going on to continuing. But it's not something that I did. So it's just as a result of his actions. The question is, why would he be chayv? It should be a grama, it should be potter. So the Gemara brings down Reb Shlach Kish, Reb Yechon of what pshat in Eish is. We have two tzadim, Eish Mishum Chatz, Eish Mishum Mom. So let's understand these two. So to start off with, we have Reb Shlach Kish, that Eish is Mishum Mom. That Eish is Tam my Mom. What does this mean? So, Rashi brings down to understand it like kilo. It's my shar, my bar. What does this mean? We understand that if I have a shar which goes and destroys something, then obviously it's my shar destroyed something. Therefore, I'm chayev. So the same thing by a bar. I dig a bar. It's my takala. Therefore, something falls into that bar. I'm chayev. It's my actions. So Eish is the same concept, and we're going to say that Eish is almost my mom, and it's something that I own. So if my Eish goes and destroys something, then it's my chiv, it's my responsibility. Rashi brings nafkamina almost to the extent that if I would take an Eish, if I take someone else's Eish, right? If Eish she'ein shalai, then technically you'd be potter. Why? Because it's not my Eish, it's not my mom, it's nothing that I did. If my caliph goes and unties Yanim's cow and goes and destroys something, maybe it's not my chiv. But that is Eish Mishum Mamon, right? That it's my something which I own, which is going to go and destroy something. It's all because of it's something which is me. My I own it. That's Reish Lakish. Then we have the second side of Reb Yochanan, that Eish is Matam Mechetz. What does this mean? That Posh that Teich, it's my arrow. Let's understand this. That my Eish is Kazari Chetz. Now a person who goes and shoots an arrow, and then it goes and breaks something, we can all understand that through my Kayach, I launch this arrow, it breaks something. Through my kayach, that's how this thing broke. Over there. Through my kayach, that's how it broke. So, with that concept, my kayach directly causes the hezek. Now, to apply that by Eish, we have the same concept. That my kayach is now going to continue and light something which happens over there. Even, for example, if it takes some 10 seconds to hit, right, the same way that's my kayach by the chetz, by the arrow, which is going to break something over there. So the same thing by Eish, is that it's, when that Eish leaves my hand, it's kilo, I put in enough kayach for it to go and do a maisa continuing down the road. It's all, that is Eish matam chetz on a posh pshat. This is how we're going to understand it. That, essentially, again, it's my kayach, that Eish is my kayach to keep it going. Just by a chatz, it goes and breaks something over there. The same thing over here by my Eish. When I light something, it's my kayach which keeps this fire going, and it's going to do all its it's Pulis and Mises down the road. Now, now they understand Rabbi Yochanan that Ish Mitam Chetz. Now, the Limmud Kesef has a bomb kash on this. So, to start off with, how can a person, for example, light Shabbos candles? Right? We all know that you light candles before Shabbos, it burns into Shabbos. And L'chayrev, if Ish is Mitam Chetz, it's my kayach, that I'm doing something now which is going to go and continue over there, that what happens over there later on is a direct result of my mindset by a chetz. I chew an arrow, it breaks something there. That is a direct result of my action down the road. So the question is by Shabbos. How do we light Shabbos candles? So we have the same problem by Hanukkah. We have an even bigger problem by Hanukkah. By Hanukkah, we know we have to light it before Shabbos, and my nair has to burn into Shabbos. That is Hanukkah. So it's the same problem. How does that work? Maybe it should be l'svar ish, m'chayv oivon Shabbos. It's my ish, burning on Shabbos. It's my ma'isa. It's kilo on burning on Shabbos. So again, the Moki Yosef answers Pasha Pshat that the moment that my ish, which is my chetz, when we're looking at ish, is a chetz, it's my chetz, that the moment that ish leaves my hand, at that time, we consider it as if the whole ma'isa was done then. Meyukara. And not in the Kanago. Right? So my entire Maisa is considered as if it's done now. Because I'm doing the Maisa now. It's going to continue to Shabbos. But what happens down over there isn't necessarily... It's yes, it's because of me. But my Maisa is completed from when I let it. Now this technically answers the clash of Shabbos. Because it's not an issue. Why? Because when I lit the fire, it all happened from before. So we don't look as if it's been into Shabbos. But... this is all very good if we say Basa Meikar. But my Rosh Yeshiva, Shimon Alster, he asked the Kasha. Because on the Gemara Yud Zayin, we bring a Machlaikas by Tzroiris, right? By the case of a Shara is going down the path and it kicks up stones and it goes and breaks something else. Now, that case, we think maybe because it wasn't the direct result of my actions. It's my behemo who kicked something which then broke something else. Maybe I'm not going to be chayav. So by that machlekes, we bring a case of zar kli moresh agag. That there's a rooftop, there's a keli on top of the rooftop, push the keli, it goes and breaks. So, do we say basa meikara, therefore if somebody else comes, and as it's falling down, he breaks it, maybe he'll be potter. Why? Because we go boss meikara, and that when I pushed it off, my maisa was meikara, and it's kilu. When I set it in motion, I gave it enough of a kach that it's going to break, right? Therefore, it's kilu. It's already broken now. Boss meikara. Or maybe we could say boss b'saif, and the person who shove up makel, he's meikara. Why? Because at the end of the day, he went and broke it. It wasn't broken. The kli was whole, and he went and broke it. Therefore, he's meikara. So that's the case of Zarek Kli Moresh Agag. Now, okay, so the Birkei Shmuel comes off this kasha. And again, so we have this kasha now, do we go Basa Mikara, Basa Basaif? Sorry, just a quick thing. And the feed the Manda Alma Basa Basaif, then how does this Teretz of the Nemuk Yosef work? The Nemuk Yosef Teretz, that the reason we can light Shabbos candles in Erev Shabbos is because it's all Basa Mikara. I with mandal basla basaif, so we have a machlekes. What does it mean with basa meikara? Now, Rabbi Ochbeh comes with this kasha, and he explains basa meikara. He breaks it down for us. That, and how do we fit in mandal basla basaif into Avnei Kesef? So he touches up that the Gemara by Zohar Kli Moresh Agag, right, which is where we learn this basa meikara basla basaif, was talking about two parts. So we're now going to split up this story, the kli fell off, we're going to split up into two parts. There is the kli, which is the chavta, and there's the person who pushed that off, which is the gavra. Now let's break it down and understand what's going on over here. So, basa meikara, so to speak, means that when I push it off already, it has a din nishba, it's kilu broken and it's worth nothing. It has no shavis anymore. It's worthless. I pushed it off, it's gone, it's broken. Therefore, that's it, it's broken. Therefore, there's nothing to talk about. Nishba Mach, what do you mean? He didn't break anything. It was already broken. As a din, it's worth nothing. Therefore, if... Right, shav makot, it's the second person will be part of it because it's worth nothing. And okay, and now we're going to say the second part, that if we're going to say basa basaif, then maybe both will be chayef. Why? Because it's, they both have an equal part in this damage. He pushed it off, he broke it, it's kilu shnim vasathas, they both broke it together. So that is how we're understanding meikar basaif. So the meikar means that it's going to be entirely broken, it's worth nothing. Basa basaif means that maybe each of them had the shutfas in it together. That's the first way I understand Meikar al-Basif. Now, the second part in this is that Bas Meikar is the din of the Gabra. So now that was Klapit Chavza. Now we're talking about the din of the Gabra. Now, Klapit the Gabra, everything happened at the beginning. He pushed it off, he set it in motion, he essentially destroyed it. He pushed it off. Now, Lefi. There's no machlokes. Everyone agrees that when I, this again, it's filu roch ba, that when I push it off, it's, I broke it. I pushed it off. Clapping me, I broke it. Clapping the kli, basa meikar, basa basaif, we can handle, but clapping me, I broke it. Now, Rav Rochba has another question with the kasha and the teretz. Now the kasha is he brings out another point. Was that the Havamin of the Nemuk Yosef, let's just recap quickly, the Havamin of the Nemuk Yosef, who said that Ish, that the whole, that we go in Basa Meikar, he says that the whole Kash of the Nemuk Yosef, of lighting a fire before Shabbos, that his whole problem of Kayach, is that all, if Ish is a Chayz Va'isa, what does it mean a Chayz Va'isa? That when I light this fire, I put in enough Kayach right now, that it's kilo that I put in enough koyach that as it's continuing, it's all my koyach. It's kind of a rolling flame. That every single part it's going, it's all my koyach. I put in everything, and like posh pshat as we said a chetz, right? I shoot a chetz. That it's all my koyach. It's a chayz vayisa, chayz vayisa. It all keeps on going. Machmas me. Now that was the havan of the Nemuk Yosef. It's a chayz vayisa. So Rabbi Achba says that Maskana, the Nemuk Yosef fell off that, from that. It's not a Chayz Vayisa. His Tarot says, the Basmi Kara, he says, it's not a Chayz Vayisa anymore. And that, what is it? That at the beginning, that I lit the Eish, I'm Chayv now when I lit it on Eish. And what my Chayv later on? Later on is the Chayv of the moment. The moment can keep on growing itself. But the actual Chayv on the Eish itself, there's two parts. There's the Eish and the moment. It's two dinim over here. So on the Eish itself, I'm chayv now. We have a timeline. Here's when I lit the fire and it burnt the house over here. I dropped the gachalas, it went on and burnt the house. So over here was the chayv moment, or was the chayv ish. And as we progress, it's just the moment which builds up and builds up and builds up. Now, Zadr Shleim Zalman, he brings another gemara on Shabbos of kufchof on this. By Grama. The Gemara there brings out by Grama. And in the case of Gar's Kibbutz B'Shabbos, Mutter. The Gemara passes the Maskana Mutter, that technically you're allowed to put out a fire Ali Dei Grama. What's the classic case? That if there's a fire coming of towards me, I can put down Kalim. The fire is going to come and break the Kalim, put out the fire, but because it wasn't a direct Maisa from me, it's Pata, because I didn't do anything. I did something, and then something else happened on. But it's not like I did a Maisa B'Pala. It's not like I opened it. It's not like I did a physical Maisa B'Yodayim and extinguished the fire. And that was the problem. Rabbi Yossi said it's Asa. He said the only reason it's Asa, because of Gezerah Shama you do Shama B'Yodayim. Because maybe you'll actually put it out by yourself. Therefore, but technically, Grama is Mota on Shabbos. But now, the fee what we said, that Eishish Metam Chitzav, and that it's all my kayach. What's a grammar? What is the case of a grammar? Yes, you're going to tell me I didn't do a direct result of my maisa, but end of the day, I was the one that it's my maisa. It's mesiachas back to me. For example, by a fridge, right? The classic case of grammar in today's day. I open a fridge, then the warm air is going to go in, which is going to set off a temperature sensor inside, which is going to turn on the fan. But it's a grammar. It's not a result of me. But Lefi, what we just said of Ishim Tam Chitzav, that's all my kayach. What does that mean? It's my kayach is that when I opened the fridge, then the fire is going to go, and that was machmas me. It was my maisa. So what's the case of grammar? How do I understand the grammar? What's pshat in the Gemara? What's pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos where we can even understand the grammar? So the Torah says that nezikin is different. What does it mean? What does it mean nezikin is different? So back to our second Bavakama on Chav Beis. Taisvas Ishmashum Chitzav says brings something down that you don't need a Maisa Hadlaka for an Eish to be a Chetz. What does that mean you don't need a Maisa Hadlaka for an Eish to be a Chetz? Rather, the Pesheya itself is enough to be Mechayev like a Chetz. Now let's think of a case of a Pesheya that is enough to be Mechayev. So again, another classic case of a chenvi who has his ner b'chutz. He puts a fire by the side of the street, and there's shiris, and there's things coming, there's trucks, there's cars which are passing every day. That is pesher. And we're saying that pesher itself, that pesher is a chetz. It's his koyach. By him putting this ish there, everything is now going to be chayv from that point and onwards. Why? Because it's his chetz. He created this pesher. Therefore, any grammar isn't really a grammar anymore. It's a direct result of his chetz, of his maisa, which he put over there. He put this eish b'chutz, which is essentially his kayach, as we understood before. Now, Beis Meir simplifies this and says that what? That the issa of melacha of Shabbos is that the Torah didn't want you to do something, to be active. Right? The Torah wanted you to be nach, to relax on Shabbos, to not do a maisa b'pal of an issa melacha on Shabbos. The problem is to do a to be poil oisa maisa, to do a maisa. Now, so again, there's a problem over here of shlichus la'akum. Why can I tell a guy to do something? Because I'm not doing anything. The problem is for me not to do anything, but for someone else to do something. Again, I'm not going to go into that. But the point is that the issa for me is to do a maisa. It's to be poil oisa maisa. Now, so the Indian Shabbos, the Torah didn't want you to do things. Now, for example, with another case, by Mechitas Hashem, right? If someone has Hashem's name, can't rub it out. But if he's going to go into water and the name is going to rub out, essentially, it's not a problem. Why? Because he didn't rub it out; it got rubbed out. There's a clear chilik between the two. So it's the same thing by Shabbos. That was just to bring out Shabbos. The Torah doesn't want you to do a Maisa upon Shabbos. So now let's try to apply this concept by Nezikin. By Nezikin, the whole problem of Nezikin is that a hezek shouldn't happen as a result of your actions. That no action you do should pile ice a hezek. Now, by Eish, when I light a fire, so to speak, it's enough of a maisa to be mesiachas back to me to be mechat, to be chayev. Why? Because as a result of my actions, as something that I did, then that's why I'm chayev, because it's a direct result of my actions. But by Shabbos, right, the case of Kalim, that's all different. Why? Because by Shabbos has chiddush. That Shabbos, the problem was to be nacht, that you shouldn't do anything. Now, you shouldn't do a malacha. Therefore, a grama has nothing to do with me, and it's not my kayach, and it's not b'yadayim, right? By Shabbos, I put the Kalim there, then the fire came. I didn't do anything. I did anything but poil, which causes to happen. I did something now, then something else is going to happen, but it's not to do with me. I didn't do an Isra Shabbos. Now, the Chiddush of Bein Nezikin is obviously that Chetz is a Kayach, and which makes it Mesiachas back to me. We all understand that by a classic case of Chetz. Again, I shoot the arrow. What happened when I hit over the wall was a direct result of me letting go. It was my Kayach. It was a build-up of my Kayach, which enabled that to happen. Now, let's tie this all back into matzahs. Matzahs lishma. It's got to be l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Now, matzahs doesn't have the problem of ish. It's not a chiddush of Shabbos where the ish is to be nach. It's very, very similar, if not the same, lomdus as nezikin. That when I push that button and I start that machine to make the matzahs and I do l'shem mitzvahs and I press that button, everything that's going to happen as a result of my actions is now tied back to me. Therefore, everything that keeps on going is my maisa. It's my kayach. It's my maisa. Just like my nezikin. That when I light the fire, it's mesiachas to me. therefore by matzahs, the same thing is going to happen, and it's going to be tied back to me, and that's how we have matzahs lishma with the machine.